This episode is brought to you by Syrup Co. When you're looking to make a killer cocktail or mocktail, Syrup Co. has you covered. Syrup Co. helps simplify the ability to create the most enjoyable beverage anywhere and at any time. From their classic handmade flavors such as vanilla bean, cherry pie, and roasted jalapeno, Jacob and Nate are enhancing the syrup experience right here in Utah. The upcoming seasonal specials are lemon, lavender, and grapefruit rosemary. Oh yeah. You bet we have these and many more Syrup Co. products on hand when we need to showcase an incredible cocktail. Trust us when we say these are syrups that will blow you away. Until the next syrup, my friends. You're listening to The Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. All right, friends and family, interesting episode today. I'm here with three dudes from the Craft Pub Runners. Gentlemen, welcome. How are you guys doing?
Hey, thank you very much.
Doing great.
Thanks for having us.
Sam, Nate, Paul, are you guys like the founders of this?
Absolutely.
That's you three, right?
Yeah, three wise men, but real guys.
Three wise men. You guys have been nothing but a hoot since I've been here, and I appreciate that. So I'm just going to be right up front with you guys. I caught wind of you guys on social media, and you guys started going to craft breweries. Yeah. So let's see if I get this right, because this is basically, we're just going to free ball right here. You guys have a running club, strike one in my mind, and then you're going to run at your end location will be a brewery or a pub, that's local only, correct?
That's right.
That's it.
It's a very simple formula.
Okay, very simple formula.
But here's the thing I don't understand. Why are you running?
I ask these guys every single week, and I don't know the answer either.
Like, why can't we scooter? Like,
yeah. you could. I mean,
and be fair. I mean, we have a like a subsect, if you will. We call them flatliners, and they're actually the smart ones. They actually show up, and they don't drink. They just sit there at the bar. They may watch our shit while we're out running around.
Yeah,
but mostly they're just going to drink beer and laugh at the fools that are going to do the
running.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I'll just get into it. My wife will probably love you guys because she was a hurdler in college, and she's was awesome. She kicked ass. And so for me, running is already hard. To make it harder, let's put obstacles to jump over it.
Right.
So, but you guys can entice me with this because you guys are running, but there's beer at the finish line.
Right.
That's right.
And that's where I'm like, okay, you got my attention. Because I was under the influence a couple months ago, and I let it out. Like, you know what, babe? I'm going to run a 5K with you. And now, since that came out of my mouth.
Oh, you and
we got one every week, man. Show up. Every Tuesday, you can be there.
Can I bring the Prius and just follow you guys around?
Absolutely. You know,
better than that, we usually do like out and backs. So we actually run from where we're going to finish. So we tell everybody you run until you realize the beer's behind you. And then you just turn around. If you want to go a mile, you learn quickly.
What
you
about
just
go to Outback? I can go to Outback.
No, we're not going to go to Outback. We're going to go out and then back.
Like that. Hey, Sam, talk a little bit more about a flatliner and the reason why we call the, you know, with the logo.
Yeah, I like that. So what is this flatliners?
So, I mean, you know, we pick craft pub runners for a variety of reasons, but one of them, to be really honest, I need CPR was a great tagline.
And that's your guys' motto?
Exactly. So now we got this little, and there's a million of the little heartbeat logos, but we thought, you know, what we really want to emphasize is, you know, we're beer, we're, you know, maybe the heartbeat is like running, but we're also about people just hang out, the flatliners. And, you know, there's so many running groups out there, but like you, you know, whoever's doing the running, their spouse is like, nah, fuck that. I don't want to be running.
Sure.
It's like, you know what? Let's provide an atmosphere where both spouses can show up, the one that runs, the one that doesn't, and there's something for both of them. They can hang out, you know?
So you have some of that where people will run, but then the spouse will come meet them at the end location or whatever.
That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
and
really
again,
cool.
We actually run from the end in every case. It's either a loop back to the same place or an out and back to the same place. That way, again, like their spouses.
You're not starting in like the Uintas and then meeting at a
certain... fuck that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds terrible. All right. That makes a lot more sense to me. So I want to go introduce you guys. So let's talk about Paul. Paul, who are you? So tell me a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and lead me to Craft Pub Runners. So where did that come from?
Yeah, okay. So my path, so I've known these guys forever is what it really boils down to. So I grew up with Sam. I mean, what did we decide? What grade did we start?
Fifth grade. We'll call it fifth grade.
So I've known this guy since fifth grade. Then these two ended up going to Weber State. I went to U.
Okay.
And so then I handed off Sam to Nam. So Nam had to take care of him for a while. But I got to know Sam as part of it, or Nam as part of that, Nate. And so my process to this was basically a connection through Sam. Sam's the kind of the connective tissue. So, I guess telling my story, kind of how this worked out. So Sam and I, we would basically get together and just go have drinks once a week.
Sure.
Just kind of catch up, bullshit, you know, that kind of stuff. It was a great time. And, you know, and he just starts saying, you know, I think I want to start this group down in Salt Lake. And I'm going to let him talk a little bit more about his background, kind of why he wants to do that.
We'll go to Sam last. How's that?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. And I kept saying, you know, well, okay, that's all right. And I would listen to him and kind of hear his thoughts. And he's like, why don't you just do it then? Anyway, so he said, well, would you be willing to partner with me and to do this? And I said, yeah, that's fine. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm talking to Nate over here, and Nate's interested in it too. And my first reaction was, all right, I'll throw some money into it, but okay. I don't want to manage anything. I'm not a runner. I don't want to run. I might come and have a beer with you guys occasionally.
I think I'd be in your boat. Yeah,
that
is
the extent of my involvement. And I kept saying this over and over to him, and he's like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And I'm sure, like, Nate's over here, but, like, what are you – why are we including this guy in this whole thing?
That may have come That's up not a couple true. Times. No, that definitely came up.
I like just that. So you know, but, Paul, I want to do exactly the same thing you did. I just want to throw some money in there, sit there, drink a beer. And yeah, this guy make me run. It's like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, the three of us kind of start brainstorming a little bit, and it gets a little more serious. And we're like, you know what? We could do that. The three of us, you know, I was going to say, we're reasonably smart. Well, we're, you know, moderately smart people.
Okay.
We can pull this off and get this going. And so we, in fact, I want to save the Krista Dad story for you to tell that thing, because you were closer to that one. But basically, long story short, we decided to do it. My role in this, I went from, you know, I think I'll start coming. I'll show up. Showed up and started drinking. I think I only drank and didn't run one of them. And then the next one was like, you know, I'm there. Why don't I just bring some shorts? And why don't I just bring the shoe?
You caved.
I absolutely caved. And it took me only one time to cave. Like, no staying power here. But, you know, what it basically boiled down to, I think, is the appeal of the group is like, it's just a nice way to get a little bit of exercise. To your earlier point, you got some beer motivation at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And have some, just like some good social with some pretty laid back, chill people.
I like
and
that.
It's super simple.
That's really cool. But, I like that. Yeah. I mean, cause like I said, you know, that the donkey with the carrot in front of him, like you put the beer in front of me. That's me.
Yeah, so I'm
like,
exactly.
It's enticing. So Nate, they call you Nam as well. So you have two names now.
Oh, well, so, Nam's my middle name. So like
Nate,
I mentioned,
Nam, like, yeah. Can we call you either or?
Yep. Either way.
Okay. Yeah. You answer both. Awesome. So how'd you get involved in this?
Well, to start out, to get into running, these guys talked me into a Spartan Beast. Never ran before. Never do any kind of long distance.
You sucker.
Did the Spartan Beast kick my ass. Totally. Like, I was there. After I finished it, and literally, like, one of our friend's wife asked, like, should we take him to the hospital?
Oh, really?
I grew up. I mean, I get back to the hotel, and it's bad.
So you hated these guys for a little bit.
Yes. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to come back. I'm going to redeem myself. I know I can do this shit. So that's how I kind of, like, get back into running, you know. And these guys started to suck me into it. And trained with Sam a few times. Did a bunch of half marathons and three fulls marathons. And
real bad choices.
Yeah, just bad choices. Yeah. Just, you know. And that's it. That's how we kind of get into this. And, you know, Sam approached me about this idea. I know Paul. Long time, yep. Way back into, you know, like early 20s. So, yeah, that's it.
We just had a whole lot more hair.
Yeah, I'm still doing pretty well.
Yeah, you got a full head right
You're
there.
You're not doing well.
Well, thank you.
I'm not doing great.
You're doing terrible, brother. Yeah.
You guys are wearing hats and beanies right now?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
I got you. Sorry, I mean to, like, I'm not here to rub the hair thing in the face. Like,
you sure? I do.
Little,
I do it all the time.
It's a little offensive. You have great hair. Yeah.
You choose to be offended, Paul.
Yeah, that's true.
Good.
So, Sam, we're coming to you then.
Yeah.
So talk to us. Where are we from? How'd you originate this? Like, let's go.
Yeah. So,
seems like you're the kind of the president in a way.
Yep.
Are you like the spokesman?
I mean, no. Well, honestly, I mean, I think of ourselves, I know this is going to sound really, you know, silly, but we're equal partners in this process. I mean, no one of us does more than the other. We all have very specific jobs. I don't want to get into the details associated with that, but with this shit would not happen without the three of us together. But the background is basically this. I mean, pub running actually is a big national thing. You can find it. There's all varieties of it. And in fact, a friend of mine from high school, you know, came up to Ogden when I was still living up there and said, "Hey, you know, I was up in Oregon. We're doing this, you know, pub running thing. Love to have one in Ogden." And so, you know, helped him spin one up there. It's called the Ogden Pub Runners. I don't know if those guys are going to be listening, but, you know, we owe a lot
still
to those
current?
Guys.
Like it's
yeah,
still,
no,
still
they're still up
yep.
there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they've been doing it for, I think, going on 10 years now. You know, I was a member of the board there for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
But then I moved to Bountiful, and like Paul pointed out, like, you know, there were some lessons learned up there, great experiences. And we just looking down in Salt Lake thinking, like, there's nothing like this down there, but it totally can work. There's great opportunities down there.
Sure.
All the different breweries and bars we could go to, like this would be great. Like, we should totally do this. So we spun it up, and he mentioned Chris and Ann. Again, I don't know if she'll hear this or not, but we got to give her quite a bit of credit. But for one reason or another, we got like this close to kicking the thing off, and I said, "No, bullshit, we're not doing it." We're like, we had a side up. I said, "No, we're not gonna." Sorry, everybody. And she wrote back and said, "No, no, no, you guys are doing this."
She like, called you out.
Yeah, she's like, "I've been looking forward to your first run the whole time. You guys said you were coming, like," and so we showed up. I remember it was the three of us and her and two random assholes at the bar that didn't even know why we were there. And it was raining outside. It was in April. And Paul, true to his word, sat at the bar.
Like I do.
And, you know, me and Nam, you know, ran. It was Fisher, by the way, ran from Fisher, inaugural run. And the whole time in the rain, you know.
And it was just the two of you, right?
Just the two of us. Just,
but that was the first run. That was the first run.
Yeah, that first run. But Nam kept saying the whole time, you know, why the hell not? Like, like, what's holding us back? Like, there's no reason not to do this. Let's just give it a shot. And that's. That's kind of how it started, you know. That was 3 years ago, you know.
So it started 3 years ago, huh?
That's it.
That's really cool. And you guys have been going, is this like a weekly thing, a monthly thing? How often, like what? How often is the running going?
Yeah, weekly. So every Tuesday. So
it's, every Tuesday. And
the simple formula is 6:30 is when we got scheduled where we go for the
PM.
Run. 6:30 p.m., absolutely. Okay. I would not be there otherwise. So 6:30 p.m., that we're gonna meet at a brewery or a bar,
okay,
and we were gonna run from there, usually an out and back, as Sam was kind of alluding to earlier, and at that point it's pretty simple formula: come back, you hang out, and you just drink and have fun and socialize.
So I didn't know this out and back thing, but now knowing that makes it a lot more comfortable because
that's right.
I could go three blocks
that's
and
right.
come back,
absolutely.
And you guys have kind of adjusted to those who are like me and weak and. We'll bitch and moan about running.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's
and
really
I would
cool.
say it slightly differently, but absolutely, like, we look at it trying to be accessible, right? The whole thing is about accessibility.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you're a great athlete. Well, great. You go run your million miles. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. But, you know, maybe we have some walkers occasionally. Like, you know what? I'm going to get a couple blocks
in. Because this is kind of like any age. You can have an older or someone with a kind of more physical capability or incapabilities, I guess.
That's
I don't
know right.
about that. But they can just... walker their way as far as they can
that's
and come
right.
back
right.
and that's their exercise though, but at the end they get to enjoy a beer with a great camaraderie.
That's yeah. it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it just kind of like gives some color to this. We actually, we really legitimately, as Sam was saying, we've got people in there who run ultra marathons and marathons.
Okay.
They're part of the group. But we have, I would say they're probably the minority of anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the group.
Really?
By far. Most of the people there are just people that are like, It's a challenge to run three, or it's like a little bit out of their comfort zone. It's very casual runners. We've got plenty of people who just walk and walk a mile or something. Come
See,
walk out and back, and all of it is all it's all good. It's all correct. At the end of the day, we're all just showing back up at the bar. You do what you want to do, and you come back and just hang out.
Damn you guys! You kind of yeah, I get you. Yeah, next time you're hooking and reeling me. Yeah, I get you because like for me, it's like I could. Going back to what you were saying, Sam, I could let the missus go and run as far as she wants to, but I could be like, "And I think I'm about to break a sweat. I'm turning around and I
Absolutely.
Can walk
That's
back."
Right.
And
Absolutely.
So,
That's
you right. guys have the best way I can put it is kind of catered to that. And damn you, because I you bet
you
your
got
ass
no
I'm
excuses.
I don't. I really don't. I do though. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
I do it.
Uh-oh.
Let's hear it.
I hate the cold, and you can sit tell me to bundle up all I want. You guys still run in the cold?
Every week,
so
all year long.
There's got to be some level of insanity.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what's weird is, and Nate, you can maybe you know, comment on this, but like our numbers don't change. Like it's interesting. You would think that like the numbers would dwindle significantly.
Sure, yeah.
But I would say plus or minus, you know, 10%, we're still, because you know what? Everybody needs a release. I mean, that's really what it boils down. Everybody needs something to do.
Whether it's, you know, exercise, running exercise, or
meet
beer.
Somebody new, get the hell out of the house. I mean, it's just a social engagement, you know, opportunity.
I like this a lot. So, gentlemen, what I've done is I poured in front of you from a brewery that you have not ran to. So,
Paul organizes where we go, so it's his fault.
Okay,
so,
in my defense,
Paul
though,
just got called out.
I know. In my defense, I have tried to drag these guys out because I assume we're talking about strap tape.
Yes.
And I've got a little bit of pushback, so I feel like I was the one advocating.
Let me try to paint a picture for you guys, okay?
All right, ready. All right.
So how far is Draper from here?
God, I don't know. 15-20 minutes.
Okay. So the next exit on the two exits, or excuse me, the next exit after the point of the mountain is Lehigh, Utah, where Strap Tank and Lehigh is. It's not
Did
that
say
far.
After the point of the mountain?
Yeah, just All up right. and over. Right there. So anyway, this is one of our products. This is our black IPA, Cascadian Dark Ale.
It's delicious.
Thank
delicious.
You.
Delicious.
This is Julia is I'm proud to work with Julia, one of the best, you know, Derek and Julia would make a hell of a team down there. Julia is the only female brewer in Utah County.
Awesome.
She actually helped start the Pink Boots chapter in Utah.
Yeah, she's nice.
She is a badass, and I helped her make this. Derek and it's a team effort. This is Julia's baby. Julia and I went and foraged spruce, and we threw it into the Cascadian Dark Ale, and I think it plays really well with the kind of. I'm a malt head, so I love those darker beers. I love malty beers, and she loves the thing I love about her is she's always experimenting. She's always trying to create. And this is her way is of putting something from nature, from local, throwing it in there. And this came out Christmas time. And so this is, you get a little bit Christmas in there.
Yeah, but
without
it's
the
delicious.
Cinnamon and nutmeg, it's just a little bit of that pine taste, right? That spruce taste.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, there you go, guys. Yeah. So you got hop heads and malt heads right here.
Yeah, I think it's great.
So
thank you, Julia.
You know where I'm going with this, right, Sam?
No, we're not talking about Christmas yet.
No. We have to add this into the Christmas tree. The 12 beer to Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not 12. It's an 20. Advent calendar. I don't know, like, if you guys are familiar with that concept. I mean, me and Paul are kind of Catholic.
Tangentially,
I don't know.
Kind of Catholic. That's funny.
But
kind of religious.
But,
I guess.
Know, I came up with this idea. It was kind of spawned out of the whole COVID thing. We needed something to kind of keep our people engaged. And you know, it turns out that the Advent, you know, beer calendar is not, you know, a novel idea, so you can find this shit. But this lady shows me how to, like, build this thing out of these little tubes, basically, and you put a different beer in each one of the little holes, 24 beers.
Oh, hell yeah.
And out on our YouTube channel, you know, basically record pulling one out, me doing the worst impression of you ever, because I have no idea the fuck I'm talking about. But, you
confirmed.
Know, confirmed. You know,
confirmed.
But, you know, try to pick up 24 beers from local breweries,
okay,
you know, and basically just highlight, this is what the beers are. We did a Pink Boots beer a couple times. But just, like, you know, give somebody, or just, if nothing else, just entertain folks as I crack open something brand new. And
I like that. So you bring that. It's a little segue for that. You said the Pink Boots beer. So you guys are familiar with Pink Boots. What does Pink Boots mean to you guys? Like, what does that mean? What is Pink Boots?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, my thing is this. I understand that it's really about promoting female brewers, right?
Okay.
Giving them an opportunity to, you know, present their beers in other big breweries, places where, you know, maybe they don't have an opportunity, and really promote and raise money, really, to help bring, you know, women into the industry, which I think is amazing.
And I like that, Sam, because that right there is what the Pink Boots is all about. It's trying to give education and equality. And those ladies are fucking badass. It was actually, yesterday was International Women's Day. And they all did a collaboration at Uinta, and all, like, a lot of my friends just in one room. It was like 25, 30 just badasses in one room, and I just sat there like, can I please be in this room? I couldn't, like,
You got the hair, though. You could have been there.
From behind? Yeah, I know. But, you know, they're great friends of mine. Awesome. But the fact that you guys are knowing that means the word is getting out. Mm-hmm. And in fact, brewing is a female job. Back in the day, it is OGs, mamas, they are making it. Brewers were women. And so what kind of bothers me, and I'm trying to nip that in the butt, is it's not female brewers. We're all brewers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no male or female. You don't go up to somebody like, hey, you're a male brewer. No. Mm-hmm. Like, but for some reason you say, oh, you're a brewer, you're a female brewer. No, we're all brewers, right?
Sure.
So that's something I'm like, all right, I got to make sure we all make a mental note because we're all one and the same. Yeah. And the fact that, just like Julia making fucking awesome beer and the Pink Boots, I love what they do. They're awesome. And they're all, like, you guys get a chance to meet them, they're badasses.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a big burly guy with overalls and a giant beard. That's,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
not what
I couldn't do that. No,
like.
I'm a smooth skin, no beard. Right. But Nate, I want to ask this question for you. For those, is this only running? I know we kind of mentioned you guys can walk, jog. Is there,
know, in the group, I mean, we have people that do a lot of biking.
So I can bring my bike if I want to, or a scooter, if that's, or a skateboard?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
And, you know, I mean, in the group, it's different. I mean, we're all kind of doing our own things. There's a lot of people that do in triathlon, but they like to drink beer, so they come and join us.
No swimming, though. We don't do any swimming.
Yeah, we don't do any swimming.
That's one avenue you can't do.
But, yeah, I mean, really, it's just a chill. Just really relax. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is not like a, you know, we try to prove anything. We really come together, try to have a few drinks, and enjoy each other's company.
You know, maybe really cool. Talk a little bit about our Saturday cycle rides that we did a couple times.
Oh, so you run on Tuesdays and you cycle on Saturdays?
Well, we did a couple times, right? We did it a few years ago.
We drink at the end.
We definitely drink at
so
the end.
So you're just trying to exercise and drink at the end.
That's
yes.
it.
That's
it.
Is there going to be a craft yoga?
Yeah.
You know, like,
you know
you
what?
Guys yoga and drink?
Could be. Hey, why not?
Why not? Well, because we got other shit to do.
Every
that's
Sunday. You guys have lives, right?
That's right.
That cracks me up. So, Paul, I'm going to give you this question.
Yeah.
Where's a place you guys, besides Strap Tank, calls you out on, where's a place you guys have not ran to?
God. Okay, so I'm going to throw this out there just because this jumped to my mind is I would love to go to Southern Utah and do a destination run.
Okay.
So, like, we like Policy Kings
you got
has
Policy
been
Kings
on our,
in Cedar
but,
City.
Yep.
You
yep.
got
and then the St. George. I would love to get down there.
Okay, what's Silver Reef. Excuse me. Yeah,
because we've talked about that for a while about doing a little destination kind of getaway.
So
like,
you guys kind of because you all live in the Salt Lake area, correct?
We do.
Not this guy. Close. He's north.
Oh,
I'm up in Kaysville.
Nate, thanks for making your way down here, by the way. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate that.
By the way, that's why going all the way around the mountain becomes a little bit tricky.
Sorry.
We like to keep him married as a thing, you know. I don't need him in my basement.
So what about Northern Utah? What's some places you guys haven't done this yet that you want to with the craft pub at Runners?
Salt Flats, man. It keeps coming up over and over again.
And I'll say we've tried several times, and those guys have been great. And it's just a matter of like working out the hours and what would work for them, what would work for us.
So what do you mean by those guys? So you actually reach out to the breweries prior to
pubs? Maybe I'll talk a little bit about that because that's part of my roles. I'm usually kind of the guy that kind of does that. Reach out, see what the hours are. You know, does that work? Does the location seem like it makes sense for for them to do their business, their day to day business, for what we're trying to do here?
So now you're gonna bring a party and fuck over like their operation.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to mess up what they've got going on. And the other thing we've got going on is it's probably a mutual interest. Like we try to avoid if they got a bingo night, we try to avoid if they've got
big events,
trivia night, any of that kind of stuff. Because the folks that we have, I would say, and you guys please jump in. I mean. People genuinely want to just chat with each other. It's like, catch up. What's going on? How's life? You know,
and the last thing you want to do is kind of just bombard another event.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's really cool.
And I mean, to your point, I think this is kind of what you're alluding to is like, you know, the staff there, you know, the kitchen staff, I mean, they're just trying to do a great job. And if we make it difficult for them, they're going to have a bad night. Our people are going to have a bad night. Like, it's just, Paul mentioned it, it's mutually beneficial. Like, if we can arrange it, you know, tell them like, hey, you know, it might be helpful to have one more person on staff than you normally do on a Tuesday.
Because we are going to bring a party of 20, 30, whatever, right?
Yep.
That's really cool, guy. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's badass. Well, good for you, man.
Well, you know, I think that with all of us, it's
consideration that I don't think most people have, dude.
We're trying, you know, like we want to bring business to folks, but we also, I mean, we realize to Sam's point, we know that if we drop, you know, 30, we've had up to 50 people when we were kind of in high tide. Periods, you drop 50 people on an unaware staff, it's not going to be good for them.
Like, if I was a bartender or a server, I'd be like, you guys suck.
Exactly.
Like, these guys again,
exactly.
I get you.
Exactly.
You want to be that. So you said you had a party of almost 50 people running this. Due to COVID, did that kind of fuck this up a little bit?
Yeah.
Big time.
That took a big hot steaming shit on it.
Yeah. So did you guys, was it just you three during that? Or explain what happened during COVID. So the world ended, okay? And what did you guys end up doing?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Paul keeps looking at me. I'm going to do a lot of talking. That's my job. So, but yeah, I mean, the reality was, kind of go back again to our build up to this. There were several weeks in a row where we couldn't draw dick. Like, we were literally calling our friends, like, can you just show up for the group picture so we can just pretend like there's a lot of people here? Like, we got to get people to, like, show up. And then all of a sudden.
Different times, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it just starts to take off, and it's all word of mouth. We try to pay for advertising stuff. It made no difference. But as soon as word of mouth starts to go out and people can see your presence, like, they start showing up. And we went to Keto's. We had 51 people. We took over the whole bar. Keto's was, like, super excited to have us. And that was, like, the week before everything shut down. And it was like, well, what the fuck do we do now? Yeah. You know, we don't, you know, Paul's been really great voice. And it's like, let's not be a bad, you know, actor in the whole situation. Like, let's be responsible about what we're doing. Like, but we still want to, like, keep our people engaged. So we did, like, the whole Zoom call for a long time. We did sort of remote distancing, drinking, probably not legal.
So you tried, like, running, and then you guys get home and Zoom call? Is that how
No, we actually just fucked away with the running. Like,
just kind of get together for our own sanity and drink together on Zoom.
We pitched it that we would all be running before the Zoom call. How many people ran before the Zoom call? I mean, what would you say, Nate?
No.
you didn't run at all, Nate. Right?
Oh, no.
Not once.
Oh, no. Not once.
Because that's different, because, like, it's something that we've not lived through at all, either of us. Doesn't matter how old we are. Like, the world ended. And the world was, toilet paper was scarce. Like, what the hell? You know, stuff like that. And so you guys are doing something you started something, you got some great momentum, and all of a sudden, boom, gone. But then how long did it take for that to come back?
So first of all, can I just say, to your previous question about do we run in the winter, like, literally nothing stopped us. Like, you could not keep us from running. And then this happened. We're like, we don't even know how to react.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, 18 months later-ish, and we're like, okay, we're going to start this back up again. And
so you took an 18-month hiatus. Like, didn't touch it, didn't even bring up anything?
I mean,
really?
we're posting stuff, like the advent calendar and stuff. But, like, we didn't know what to expect. We figured, like, first time out after that, it's going to be like Fisher all over again. It's going to be like five of us.
You got to, like, restart.
Right. But we kicked that thing off, and we had, like, what, 20 people again the first time out? Like, I mean, we had a pretty good showing on that first one.
No, we was huge.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We had level.
Yeah, level was the first
time. That's right. So we had, like, another 30 people or 40 people.
No. It was damn near 50 again.
I thought it was 52.
I
forgot.
This is why I don't tell good stories. But no, it was awesome to see the fact that, like, and to be fair, like, what would you say? 90% all the old school people, we had made an impression on them, right? Yeah. We were part of that, who they were, and they came back.
Yeah, and it was, and honestly, I don't know how you guys felt, but it was kind of touching. It was like it was like a solidarity show of support. People showed up. They knew we were trying to get it going again. I think a lot of people respected that we were trying to do the best we could do with the situation.
Did you guys have the cape to the whole, like, let's run 6 feet apart? Like, how did you guys just, like, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, and again, come back to Paul again. We were really cautious about when we were going to start back up again. I mean,
no one had an idea.
I would just say we were laggards, if you will, in terms of, like, when we finally kicked things off. Like, it was starting to get really socially acceptable to do that. So until that happened, so we didn't have to worry about, like, can you run 6 feet apart, which is great because the tent that we were in, I assume you've been to level several hundred times. You know they've got that, they've got that, like, rail in the middle of that tent.
Yeah.
We were just on that other side of the rail. So it was like 50 people rammed into this tiny little space. There was no social distancing. Like, it was like, this is a little awkward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't communicate very well. Some of this, we went with the tent, thinking, like, oh, we're in the tent. The walls will be up.
Sure.
We did not communicate very well with level, so that is on us.
Absolutely.
But anyway, to say
I was playing. Yeah, I mean, so that, I was curious. I was like, how do you guys still running during this? That's cool. So, Nate, I got a question for you, if you don't mind. Why only breweries and pubs? Why not distilleries? You can go to Hans Kombucha, support that. Like, why is it only a beer focus?
Which actually, we do. We go to, you know, bars. We go to, I mean, all different places, you know. So
Scion. We've been to Scion.
Ooh, cider bar.
Yeah.
That place is just Fantastic.
I mean, Beehive Distillery.
That's next week.
Gotcha.
So
it's not just beer.
No, not just beer.
Gotcha.
Not just beer. Just any, just like, you know, these guys were saying, we try to bring the business to local business. So, I mean, we don't say, hey, we only run to, you know, a craft brewery or anything like that. It's
so
like,
what about a place that cannot hold about 50 people?
Yeah, that becomes the real problem.
Is that where the issue is, right? Yeah. So you're looking for people that have capacity, if you will?
Yep.
Capacity. Damn. During this time, we try to look in for places that have outdoor dining, things like that.
Because we stink.
And we stink too.
I didn't realize that. You guys kind of stink and you got to go to the place of business. I get you. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, small places that I'm thinking about, because first three people that come to my head is Hammer Spring Distillery.
Yep.
It's just a little shop, if you will, right? Yep. I mean, what JP's doing is great, but you can't really have 50 people in his place.
And they just got a tasting room, right?
You're looking at 5-7 people, 10 people maybe, but 50, not going to happen.
Right.
And just literally just around the corner is Drink Simplicity. Simplicity Drinks, the cocktails made in a can.
I'm not familiar with that.
Simplicity is fantastic. So they have all these cocktails ready to go in a can, but I feel like that's a great place to congregate, but at the same time, you can't really go in there, come out, drink, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I feel like those two birds, one stone kind of thing, right? So small places like that, how do we make that happen?
That's a great question.
There's
nothing holding us back.
Well, Paul, you're reaching out to these places, maybe organize like a, hey, we'll meet you in this tent, or maybe they got to figure out a permit or something, but like we can do a drinking and a tour.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's great. Actually, I'm forgetting their name. What's Yant's? Michael Yant's thing.
Oh, Little City.
Little City. There's actually a group that does sort of special events around the corner from TF, actually. Little City. Should check them out. They actually, they do little, you know, really plan events, but they bring in different brewers and stuff. We've actually reached out to them. We think, like, this would be a great opportunity because they have a permit. Like, we've been through the whole permitting process, what it takes to have a liquor license. They've got basically set up specifically for special events. So it'd be, can we partner with, you know, whichever brewery and, like, bring it in? They've got the location, get somebody to do the supply. You know, everything would work out well.
That's really cool.
But, you know, it really what it boils down to is the liquor laws make it a little bit difficult, right? I mean,
Utah. Yeah. No said.
That's right.
That's all we're going to say right there.
Yeah.
My last question before we go to break is, when it comes to events like the Brewstillery, Utah Beer Fest, this, that, and the other, do you guys organize your runs to something like that?
We've talked about it. We've not executed on it yet.
Gotcha.
I think that's probably pretty much the end of that. We would love to. I mean, we talked about maybe trying to get a run together that was associated with it, but it's kind of more on a roadmap, not something we've actually done. But
before this whole COVID, I mean, we had a 5K race, put it together. It was snowing that morning, but people showed up. I mean, but we had it. And then what happened?
I mean,
shut down.
But really, I mean, the model here, to be maybe overly transparent, is really we make funds for two different things. One, bad shirts. No, that's not true. They're pretty decent shirts.
No, it's pretty
and the
cool
other
shirts.
One is really event planning. And so ideally what we'd like to do is have a pub crawl of some variety.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, go to a couple places and run from here to there. Something that requires a little bit more organization, maybe some ticket sales, that kind of stuff. We just got to get our feet underneath this, you know, like everybody else after COVID.
Right, absolutely. Well, gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I need to hit the restroom. So let's stop right here and then we'll get back to this. Does that sound good?
Awesome. Sounds
good.
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Hopkins Brewing Company. Hopkins Brewing is located off 21st South in Salt Lake. Hopkins has live music, local art, and they use locally grown and sustainable ingredients in both their food and craft beer. Their food menu is off the charts. Their handcrafted beer is also fantastic. Upon checking out, use the code TASTEMASTERS to get 10% off any food. That's right. Use the code TASTEMASTERS to get 10% off your entire meal. Come get a pint at Hopkins and support your local breweries. This episode's also brought to you by you, if you wanted to be. We are looking for sponsors and would love to have you as part of our team. Feel free to email us for details at thetastemastersdrink@gmail.com or DM us through all social media platforms.
All right, guys, back. We're all rested, refueled, ready to go, right?
Feeling good.
So, Paul, I got this question off. I want to start off the bat. What was one of your favorite spots that you ever, you guys have ever ran to?
Oh, geez. We've got, that, this is a really hard one because we've had so, I mean, so many good experiences. Sam thinks he knows what I'm going to say. You know what I've really enjoyed? I loved going to the Garden. I thought that was a great, are you familiar with the Garden?
No.
So it's the Mountain West.
Okay.
Cider,
yeah,
okay.
Cider, yeah.
Yep, exactly. But they have got a great patio space out there.
That's a good spot to go to.
And for our running group, I mean, we just go out there and hang outside with good weather, you know.
Mountain West is dope, yeah. God. Good call, guys. Good
great.
Call.
That was a great one.
And they're right. The route's actually good. By the way, I mean, there's different ways to qualify what our best spot is. You know, as a guy who's responsible for people getting hit by cars, I look for, like, routes that are pretty good. That one actually, Fourth West, right? We can kind of run up and down that one. Right. And traffic actually isn't too bad there. Like, you can run all the way down to, like, what is it, the Delta Center and back and get 3 miles easy.
So that's a very great question. So how do you guys deal with, here's our route, don't get hit? Like, has anything happened like that? As you guys have any...
Knock on the table here.
Is there like legalities? You guys have gotten accidents when something happened? Any injuries?
You get
like,
real close to dangerous territory.
I'm curious now you brought that up. I'm just like, shit.
So, I mean, legitimately up in Ogden, we did have somebody get hit by a car. Actually, we got two people hit by a car. And it was brutal. And they were great friends of ours.
Because you guys are going about 6:30. So do you have to wear like reflecting gear? Do you have like your shirts have like reflect?
You know, here's the deal. Like, we probably should be more like prescriptive about what people do, but that's just not the way we operate. So we say like, listen, literally every run I tell them something along the lines of like, listen, you know, it's your job not to get killed. It's my job not to have to figure out where to put your body. So, you know, essentially, you know, we just tell people, like, you're running in a city, you're going to run across, you know, intersections. I try to avoid those if possible.
So you develop the track, or the trail, excuse me, and then you have to...
The route.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And so we try to pick stuff like, you know, Keto's, TF, and even Fisher, I think.
They're right there, kind of background.
There's a running route right there. It's called the Nine Line. It's actually a paved trail that runs due west, and it's like... really easy to do. Now, if we go somewhere like, I don't know, I'm going to say Gracie just for lack of a better option.
You got it.
You're in the middle of downtown. Like, what the hell are you going to do? It's like, you're going to run to an intersection. You're going to wait for the fucking light, and then you're going to go across again. And if you're following me, you're likely going to get hit by a car because I'm real dumb. But we just ask people, like, just take responsibility for yourselves.
And I was going to say, in fairness, to add on to that, we definitely encourage people, reflective gear, to what you were getting at. Reflective gear, do what you need to do to be seen when it's dark, when we're running.
So I think you guys kind of have to. If you're going to do this, especially in the darker times, evening, night, you're going to have to do that. You guys start at a location. You guys meet around 6:30 at a location. Do you guys like have this little spiel, like ready, set, go, team on three, one, two, three, kind of thing? Like, how's it?
Almost that good.
Yes.
Yeah. You should what do we do,
Nate? I got to ask this. Go for it.
Well, you know, this guy is the loudest guy in the group, and he's the one always give a speech.
Okay.
And, you know, he's the one. It's like, I don't care if you die or not. Just you know. Take care of yourself.
He cares deep down, I think. Yeah, right?
He does. Yeah. He does. I think he's a strategist there. I'll listen to him talk about it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, the worst part about it is everybody's showing up. Most people have no idea where the fuck we're going. We do repeat some places. We've been Hopkins a couple times.
Sure.
But even when we do that, I mean, we have new people show up every week, like, where we're...
It's their first time.
Yeah, where the hell are we going? And so I try to do really bad instructions, like, we're going to run
horrible.
Here. Horrible. Horrible. So, for the record, don't turn your head when you're telling people where to go, because they can't fucking hear you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you guys going to figure out a way where you can be on, like, everyone's got a walkie-talkie or some type of headset where we can all stay in communication? Like, are we going to get that big?
No. That requires coordination beyond our scope, I think, right?
Well, I think really what we really do, moreover, is, like, we just try to pick something that's really simple. Like, legitimately, if we can run 9 blocks straight out, have them turn around on a corner and run 9 blocks straight back, that's our ideal situation.
Yeah, like, sure.
We had one of my favorite stories is actually from Craft by Proper across the street. We had a great run. We had new couple, the Painters. Tina Painter shows up.
First time.
She's going to hate you for telling
the
story.
I know, she hates the story. But it's going to go out there anyways. It was like hot, right? Like it was in the middle of summer.
It was summertime.
Yeah.
It was summertime.
Any rate, so we go to run, and we're just going to run up and around Sugar House Park, if you guys know where that is. She missed the turn to come back. And she just kept running through the neighborhoods, and we had no idea where she didn't have a cell phone. Like, we could not get a hold of her. So it was like, yeah, we basically realized that routes, overly complicated routes, are a bad idea. So we try to keep them simple.
Gotcha. Huh. I mean, there's a lot to it. I feel like there's a way more to it than it's not just running. Like, you can't just, like, run down and run back. Sometimes you guys have to have, you know, loops, blocks, whatnot. Interesting. You guys are blowing my mind. That's for sure.
There's a lot more details to organize this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the three of us put a lot of time in it.
Absolutely.
You know,
but on that, Mark, I want to know, what do you guys do on a day job? Can I ask that? Because this is a hobby. This is just like for fun. So,
right.
Nate, what do you guys do for a day job?
I'm in the IT field.
Okay.
I sit in front of a computer every day.
So you're just itching to get a run and
I need
drink
to get out
beer.
Of my house. You know, and especially with the COVID, I mean, I'm working from home, you know, 5 days a week. Dude. So this is, you know, just one of the thing that we get out and. Or I get out.
It's your one, like, outlet
one
in a way?
One night out, yes.
Is your significant join you at all, or she look at you like you're crazy?
You know what? I have two beautiful daughters and girls' night out. So when I get to go out to do my thing, they get to go, you know, go do their girls' night out.
That's
so,
really cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So, Sam, what do you do for a full-time job, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I can mention the bank, but I work for a bank, technology.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want to get myself fired.
You're good.
Because, you know, that's where the money comes from. Clearly not from this.
You. And Paul, what do you do for a side job? Side hustle.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to care. I work for the U, so I'm in the fundraising alumni relations side of things, kind of the back office side of the house there. I think we're all glorified IT guys. Is really.
I like that. So you guys you guys are actually kind of smart. Right?
No, God, you think so, but really, it's really not how that works out.
Are you fake it till you make it kind of thing?
Well, we're all managers now, so I tell people that we stopped doing real work about 10 years ago.
Wow, goddamn. So I got another question for you guys. So what's a distillery you guys haven't reached yet that you want to reach?
Oh, distillery. That's a good question. Oh, man. Well, you named one of them that I really, really like, and these guys will attest to it. I love Hammer Spring. I know Sam's a big gin and tonic guy. Nam, you'll do it occasionally, but you're not. I don't know if you're as much of a gin and tonic guy, but like I drink gin and tonics constantly, and I almost have exclusively drink Hammer Spring at this point. And
nice
been,
plug. Nice plug.
I love them.
So I get paid by Hammer Spring.
I love them. I would have, to your earlier point, I would love to set something up.
Have you tried the barrel-aged gin that JP makes over at Hammer Spring?
I did try the barrel-aged. It was awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah, awesome. I drink that. Sometimes if I want a whiskey, I just go for that instead because it's sexy. I'm sorry. Gentlemen, go to Hammer Spring. All right?
I can do that. Nate. I got you a bottle of Hammer Spring for Christmas a couple years ago.
Ooh.
Yes. And actually, these guys just introduced me to Dantic Brick. Recently, too.
Bristlecone Gin?
Yeah.
Bristlecone Gin?
Yep.
From Dantic Brick? Yeah.
Yes.
They're doing great things over there. I love that.
Yeah.
Nate, Sam, I'm going to ask you guys this question. What is it? I didn't ask you your favorite spots to run to.
You want to go?
No, you go ahead, man. I've done enough bullshit.
You first,
sure, go ahead.
I'll go. You know what? My favorite is like... I don't have a dog. I don't own a dog, but I actually really enjoy any bar or pubs, whatever it is, that allow dogs. Because I have, you know, we have a lot of members that, you know, bring their dogs with them.
Oh, so you bring your dogs and cats or whatever and run with them?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's people that bring, at this place, you know, I mean, we have, So, I mean, I truly enjoy any of those places.
I like
Hopkins,
that.
One of them. Grit City. Garten.
Love Grid City.
Oh my gosh, you guys
that
help me out.
That patio will be cool in the summer when that opens up. You guys should be there.
TF will let us have it.
TF's great. Yep.
Many places. So yeah, I mean, those are my favorites.
I like that. Sam, what about you, brother?
Yeah, you know what? I think, man, it's tough. First of all, I just want to say, I feel like there's an affinity for Level Crossing. They opened about the month before we started running, so it's kind of this weird thing. So I like that place a lot.
Post-COVID, right? Or like
no, those is pre-COVID.
Oh,
it was like
shit,
2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, I think we've started to get like a really tight relationship with Grid City. That guy there is amazing. He's a runner. He actually posted and said like, hey, I've got this great route for you guys.
Which guy are we talking about?
What's his name? You're Drew?
Drew. Yep.
Tall?
Yeah.
Skinny? Gorgeous? That's true.
Absolutely.
That's,
sexy as shit.
Absolutely. Drew.
But we've got, I mean, the nice thing about that place is there's this Parley's Trail is right around the corner, and it's like fenced in, like there's no cars. super safe for everybody.
It's awesome. I mean, you can go down the street and go to Westside Tavern. Squaws and Wasatch.
Yep. We've done Westside Tavern. We've done it a couple times, right?
Yeah, several. Yeah. I think three or four times. A lot. Yeah, we were there when they had a food license or whatever.
They share food right now?
They're back again, just pretzels and chips?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yep. They serve food.
Good to know.
Let's go. I got my homies. Dude. I'll tell you what's up.
I love that place. Good. That was great.
Hell yeah. I like that. So, we going to Hans Kombucha?
I'm going to admit ignorance. I don't know enough about that.
That's fine.
I love kombucha.
That's fine.
They did a dry January episode with them, right? Is that who it was?
I mean, it was at Kombucha, yes. So you did binge all the episodes,
a
didn't
bit,
you?
Yeah, I tried to go through some of it.
You should talk about the kombucha thing, though, Angle.
So here's the thing. So in case so you have runners that don't drink at all or are gluten intolant, or how do you guys cater to those individuals?
We do.
They do a lot of seltzers. So kombucha is a good non-alcoholic alternative. And it's right down the street from TF. And they have a great space where you guys can facilitate that. Yeah. So are there other non-alcoholic or gluten-free areas you guys have had to cater to or you wanted to showcase?
Oh, that's a good question.
I have to. So help me understand a little better. So in that environment, do they have only non-alcoholic beverages or do they have?
So right now, Hans Kombucha, the brewery, is right by the Tesla down the street from TF, like literally like a block away from TF, and it's behind the Tesla facility and right by the Target facility. And they're a brewery. They make their own kombucha. They're working on their hard kombucha, which will come soon. Give it time. Sweet. But they do have kombucha on tap and in cans. I mean, you can go there right now and hang out. And I feel it's like a good place. They have enough space for you guys to come, and I feel like they'd love the support because those girls are kicking ass.
Absolutely.
Kate and Hannah.
I think we'd love to partner with them. Yeah, I think knowing our crew, the hard kombucha thing's probably going to sell a little bit better.
Sure, and that'll come. Give it time.
Yep, and we're there for that. But it's not like you guys want to see
something. I'll just say this. Here's the tricky part, and I don't know how we get our message out any better than we've tried, but like we really want this to be a complete community of like drinkers, but non-drinkers, runners, but non-runners. We want it all. And there's something hard in the community or the culture to say, hey, you don't have to drink, but come to the bar anyways. Like, just it's hard to draw people that way. You know what I mean? We have a couple people that will come, and I'm just like, guys, like, you don't have to, like, you've talked about, like, being, you know, responsible with your drinking and doing that kind of stuff.
Handle your shit. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole point being, like, this is not a drinking club. I mean, it's not. It's a social outlet.
It's good to know.
And, you know, there's an opportunity to have a beer or something, but...
So, because Hopkins make their own in-house tonic and club soda. Like, they make it in-house. So, like, still local, but we can still come out here and have a good time. Because Syrup Co., my boys at Syrup Co., Jake and Nate, what they do is they make these syrups that are non-alcoholic, but you can flavor your... What I like to do is when I go home, I get some seltzer water, like club soda, and I'll flavor it with Earl Grey or peppermint or cinnamon, you know, what they have. And we have a jalapeno, you know what I mean?
Nice.
So that's something you guys can do. Like Syrup Co., they can supply ABC. So for those non-drinkers or those ones who are looking to train for an ultra or whatever these big-ass marathons are, they can still kind of be within parameters of being good. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But, like, guys, you guys are, for me, you guys have created this like kind of niche where it's like, it's kind of a, it's a club. Let's be real. It's a club where you guys are figuring out, let's hang out. You can do A, B, C, D. It's not black and white. It's gray areas for sure. But what is there still to learn from? Like, what can you guys do to grow? Like, what is left for craft pub runners? You know what I mean? What else is left? Because you guys got the let's meet, let's run, let's hang out.
Man, that's what's great. Left? That's a great question. You know, I'll do a lot of talking. I apologize.
Don't worry about it, brother.
But here's the thing. You know, one of the other reasons why we picked craft pub runners is the idea was. In my mind, I was like, listen, craft is about using, you know, unique ingredients, right? It's about, you know, local sourcing is building something that's, you know, unique to the area. So the concept was really, we'd like to sort of spin this off into several groups. I mean, that was really what we were hoping to do.
Oh, cool.
So it was like, you know, maybe we have a Lehigh group. And it's a little bit different flavor because there's different breweries down there.
Gotcha.
There's
a little,
different
like
culture
a Utah
down there.
County club. Yeah,
right, exactly.
That's really cool.
Or even just like a South Salt Lake or whatever. The idea was like, could we really build and really share this experience, if you will, beyond just this group? That was the objective.
Oh, that's really cool.
And then again, special events that and lastly, I'll just say again, what's really amazing about this like culture, about this community is, it's all word of mouth. Like advertising does nothing for us. It's about people showing up and saying, like, hey, I just ran with these crazy bastards last week.
Yeah.
You guys should show up, and it just builds on itself. So you can't, it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like brewing. You can't force the issue, right? You can't make it go any faster than it's going to go in the still, because that's just not how it operates. Yeah. It's just organic. You just got to deal with, you know, how things go. We'd love to see it double in size, triple in size. We'd love to have breweries calling us and saying, like, shit, like, we'd like you guys to come by. We've had a couple.
Yep.
But
I like that a lot. That's really cool, because you're not just a drinking club, like you said. It's got a kind of a purpose behind it, and you guys have for me, I feel like you have this potential that hasn't even been close to capping out yet. So I don't know what it is, but I hope you guys figure that shit out. I really do.
Thank you. That's great.
That's why I reached out to you, Lit, because I think what you gentlemen are doing is fantastic. As a brewer myself, I think it's really cool that you guys are a club that comes out and supports local breweries, local bars, local pubs. Like, you guys are doing it. And I wish I liked running, but I like the fact
that
we've already
established you can come in.
I know,
anyway.
I could come. I could segue, or yeah. I could fucking Prius there.
Yeah, that's fine. Segway's great.
Yeah, but the fact that you guys are doing that and you're really keep, it's just beautiful. And that's why you guys magnetized towards you guys, because that was really cool, and it needs to be spoken. I think you guys need to push the pedal on that. But you guys have ran so many locations in Utah, Salt Lake County, sometimes Ogden. What's your guys' view of Utah beer scene?
Man, oh, it's blowing up.
Blowing up, right? Man.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I've never, you know, being here in Utah and all the liquor law license, that kind of like all the weird, you know, stuff. It's wow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just like, you can go anywhere, and it just like, I've never tasted. I mean, thanks to these two guys, they introduced me to so many places in Salt Lake City that I've never been before. And I lived here for, what, 30 years. So it's blowing up.
You know what else I think, and this is going to sound maybe a little bit weird, but the craft beer community is actually an ambassador to people that are transplants here. That's really, I would say 30% of our people that come to our runs are from like back east or the west coast, and they're like, we don't have a insertion point into what's going on around here, but we like beer and we love, you know, craft brewing as a whole. Like, and they come, and it gives them, to your point, over the course of several months, like a crash course in what the hell's going on around in Salt Lake City. Yeah. In terms of like, and so I love it. I think it's amazing, and
yeah. I was gonna say, what makes me super excited is like looking what's happening, like Main Street and Third West and all these little breweries. Like, we've got like a brewery row popping up, you know, over the last decade. We never had that in Salt Lake before.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
yeah.
wild. It's like you can just go pop and have fantastic beer, and it's all Utah. It's all from here, and that is awesome. That is so much fun for me.
I like that. That's really cool, guys, because you guys, like I said, you guys are touching that, and you guys, because Utah's still growing. I think Utah's behind the scenes, if you will, in the States, but what happens is we'll get there. And Utah, I've said this multiple times, Utah is kind of like a well-kept secret. And hey, the more the merrier, but at the same time, if you don't want to come, I'll enjoy it. That's fine.
Right, absolutely. We'll drink their share too.
Future goals, guys. Is there, what's the ideal future goal for craft pub runners?
Yeah, I mean, I really wish we could realize our vision that we had before. Like, I'd love to see us have two or three, like, little mini clubs.
Like
a sections. Tuesday run, a Wednesday run, a Thursday run. Because, like, the reality is, like, not everybody's Tuesday is freed up. And we do get people texting us all the time, like, why don't you run on Wednesday? I would love to have us be, like, you know, frankly, like a little tour guide group. They just, like, every week, like, somebody stopping.
Like a Tuesday chapter, a Wednesday chapter, a Thursday chapter.
Exactly. And then just like, yeah, we'd love to be a real presence in the community, so people knew who we were and were coming to us. Like I said, I'd love to have the breweries say, like, hey, we're kicking off a new beer. Let's call up the craft pub runners and have them, you know, bring 30 people by to sample
our
new beer.
Try out this new fucking beer.
Hell yeah,
absolutely.
That would
That's
be
really
amazing.
Cool. That's
that would
super
be
cool.
amazing.
Yeah.
We just really like to partner. Like right now, we're just like any other customer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And frankly, we got some bills to pay. So it'd be great if we could partner with some folks and say like, hey, you know,
yeah,
we've got something to offer to you guys, and you got something to offer to our people.
I like that. So Sam, Nate, Paul, you guys are all wearing cool merchandise. It's all different. So you got Paul, you got a cool beanie, a badass shirt. I feel like it's, and I need CPR. I really like that. Nate, that is actually one of my favorites right now. That's really cool.
Thank you, Sam.
That shirt is fucking badass. So where do I get merchandise for Craft Pub Runners?
No, that's great. Hey, you know what? I love you helping us out there. We have a presence on Facebook. We have our own website, but it all points back to the same thing. We have an online store. They can purchase it on demand, ship straight to their house.
So how do we reach the online store?
So it's really complicated. It's craftpubrunners.com. And there's a shop button right there. There's one on Facebook, but you hit the shop button and it pulls you right back up. We've got several options on there right now. We try to keep it fresh. You know, Nam is wearing our V2 stuff.
It's really cool.
Me and Paul's actually wearing one of our old beanies. But we try to do fresh stuff every single year, give our opportunity for folks that maybe have been around a little bit, maybe their stuff is worn out, give them an opportunity to pick something up, something fresh.
I like that. And who's designing this? Is this a team effort? Is there one person behind it? Is there a brainchild behind this?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. You know what's amazing about right now is, you know, freelancers are out there just like us trying to make money. We go to 99 Designs, but then what we did was we basically said, hey, this is the concept. You know, we got this basic logo we want in there, some ideas about what needs to be in there, and then we get like three or four artists putting some stuff together, and we show it to each other and say, like, this is close, but we need something a little adjusted here or there. And then a person comes up with a design that's got knobby knees on it.
I knew he was going to go there.
That's not going to work, man. The knobby knees is not working.
I love that.
I love that shirt, by the way.
And Nam was like, we got to have it.
All right, I was wrong. I was wrong. Wait a minute.
Online right now, wait a minute. I'm proud of you.
I'll own it.
I'll own it. So, Nam, I'm going to ask you this question real quick. What does Craft Pub Runners mean to you?
Friendship. You know, known these guys for a while, but you know, this is something that we do, and not just between three of us. We've seen people from out of town, just like Sam was saying, come in, meet new people, provide them the space where they can, you know, just get used to the Salt Lake City scene, and you know, a lot. Actually, just last night, I think Jake moved here from Southern California, and he just, you know, show up and hang out with us last night. So, you know, just provide a space for people just to have fun and chill and get to know the local place.
I like that, brother. Paul, what does Craft Pub Runners mean to you?
Yeah, I would echo pretty much everything Nate said. You know, I think what's also nice about that, and I get a lot of feedback from folks, is it's another way for people to, I mean, you touched on it. I get a lot of comments about like, well, you know what we love about it is you guys move it around and you guys take us to places we wouldn't have gone by ourselves, and then we come back and we bring more people to those places.
I like that.
And it's like, and that is successful in my, because like we tapped into something there. They love it. It's like, this brewer, I didn't even know this existed before.
Hell yeah, yeah, for sure. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So Sam, when do you hang up the cleats, the running shoes?
Man, you know what's weird is like, you know, all in, I've been here, you know, going on, I think, 13 years now. It's kind of weird. I don't think I can. You know, I want to. I keep trying to walk away for various reasons.
It's hard,
But
you started something special, man.
Yeah,
it's your fault.
Like I said, there's so many people. The pedigree on this thing is so much grander than me. But I'll say, you know, ultimately, when it stops being fun, if I can say it that way, when it becomes more work than it's worth, you know, I think that's when it's going to be an issue. But I mean, ultimately, every week I show up and I say, there's somebody here that's depending on Paul and Nam to like make this thing happen. You know, Nam posts the events, Paul picks the spots, and I just do the bullshit talking, and they need that from us, frankly. And so it's gonna be hard to walk away from that when and if that happens.
Hell yeah, guys, I like that. Gentlemen, thanks for reaching out, or thanks for accepting my reach out. I really do appreciate that. What I've seen you guys do is fantastic. Please, for the love of God, or whatever deity, is keep doing this. This is fantastic. This is incredible. Coming from a brewing aspect, I really appreciate what you're doing for the community. You guys are giving a spotlight. You're sending clientele, people who can have, you know, you guys are taking people to Grid City or TF or Fisher or whatever, and people are like, this place was awesome. I'm coming back again. Like, you guys are doing that. As a craft brewer, I want people to come back again. Not just the one time and try that one thing, but you guys are doing something very special. It's something unique. I think it's really cool. Whether or not, I think it's for everyone. You can sit here and argue it, whether it's running, walking, segwaying, Priusing, whatever it is. It's something that's really cool. What can I do as the taste masters for you guys? And as a brewer, what can I do to help you guys succeed in doing this?
Man, I think it's really straightforward, honestly. And Nate, I'm sorry, really, we want to hear from brewers that want to have us over. I mean, we're not asking for anything but an invite. Like, it's like, you got something new, you got like an opportunity, you want us to bring some. I mean, obviously, we run on Tuesdays. So if you like, we love Salt Fire, they close at like 7:30. We go there when we can. But if you're like, if we're fitting in your schedule, reach out, man. Have those guys tell us. Or people, I should say people, reach out to us and say, like, hey, come on down. We love the invite. Like, we'd love an invite. That's all we're really looking for.
Nate?
Oh, just exactly what Sam was saying. You know, if a brewery have a new batch coming out, yeah, let us know so we can go and, you know, try it out.
That's really cool. Yeah. Paul, what about you?
Yeah, I don't know what I can add to that, but that's exactly right. I mean, here's the thing is we love beer. We love socializing. If somebody's out there and it's like, you know, I think this would be a great opportunity to bring some folks in and expose them to something they got going on, it's a win-win. That's how I see it. It's
that's like, really cool.
They win, we win. It's great.
Gentlemen, I can't wait to see what you guys have in the future. I can't wait to rock some of the Knobby Knee future swag. I cannot wait to grab some of that.
Do it.
I'm gonna sucker. My wife will bring me to one of these runs. I swear to you on that. You guys all heard it right now. But again, if there's anything I can do to help you guys or Taste Masters can facilitate a way to make craft pub running, you know, blow up a little bit, let me know.
Can I just give you a thank you for having us here?
Nope.
I know you don't want us to do that, but we appreciate you bringing us on. We also want to give a shout out to Hopkins for hosting us here.
Yeah,
it's a big deal that took great care of us. Anyway, we really appreciate it. It's been a good time.
Again, it's for you guys. Like, I'm here to give a little spotlight for you guys because you guys are the secret ninjas in this craft brewing world. This is a really this community to me is very special, and what you guys are providing right now is super cool and it's also very special. So I hope more people get more limelight to that.
Perfect.
So guys, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight and spending your time to come all the way down here and meet me here. But guys, until the next beverage, my friends.
Thank you much.
Thanks, David.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter @TheTastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow @Fuse_Audio.